My father taught creative writing for 25 years and wrote poetry until his death. He died at 83 years old. And so I'm breaking a poet's co-op rule. My father was very good at breaking rules as well. And reading just a few of his short poems to share with you. This first one I just got, it was... He had several books published and hundreds of poems published in publications, sending them out. And this poem hasn't been published yet. It was accepted after his death and is going to be published in November. And the latter part of his years, he wrote a lot about the process of dying. He had cancer. So this poem is called November Butterfly by John Ingle. She sips the last best ale of autumn as she caresses faded flowers, faded colors of my flowers. Before white scissors clip her wings and blot all blossoms black. Is it ignorance or faith that keeps wings and petals warm with wonder while Indian summer makes promises she can't keep? Whatever it is, I hope that I too can face my final frost, winged with such beauty and armed with such calm indifference. And these last two are poems my father, a couple of the poems my father requested be read at his memorial service. He was not into organized religion and didn't want a whole religious liturgy done, but wanted his poems read. And so we did, Mark and I and my brother. And these are two of those poems. Being by John Ingle. This much I know, if nothing more, I am, and I have been before. I am, I was, and I shall be a star in the sky of eternity. And if I cease, or if I fall, I shall not lose myself at all. Though changed in form, my being still must find its niche of space to fill. And whether here or whether there, on earth or in the unseen air, I shall exist, I and my reason for being me. The change of season death may bring can hurt me never, for being once is being ever. And this last one, Holding On, by John Ingle. The oak is raining acorns on my roof again. The leaves come next. The frost will paint them brown. The wind will shake them free. But it's not freedom they want. They're made to cling, not fly. A few, no doubt, will hold through winter winds. I cheer for them. I too resist the thought of letting go. Even though the greening may be gone, though withered, rustling, dark, and brittle, frigid bone may threaten me, I want to hold on tightly to my tree till April buds have gently pushed me off.